We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 now and 59 degrees with a gusty east wind. And with another round of rain and high water developing in the region, the Wichita Fire Department has issued a warning about rivers and creeks.
The Wichita Fire Technical Rescue Team has been training for water rescues. Fire Marshal Stuart Bevis tells KSN News the water is moving so fast that a person could easily become pinned and unable to move.
People underestimate the power of what water can do, and that's usually when they get in trouble because they think, well, I can swim fine. Well, that's in a pool or a pond or a lake. But once you get into a moving body of water, all bets are off.
He says people should not consider attempting to walk across the big ditch, for example. And if you're driving and come across a flooded road, to turn around and don't drown. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Residents of a town in North Kansas are being asked to leave their homes as the water rises in Saline County. Officials have issued voluntary evacuations for the town of New Cambria, northeast of Salina. They say there's potential for record flooding along the Smoky Hill River. Roads in and surrounding the town expected to be underwater at some point today.
28 men and two women arrested in the parking lot of a business in southwest Wichita, south of Eisenhower Airport. Police officer Charlie Davidson says this happened late last Friday night near 34th Street South and Hoover Road.
The Wichita Police Department traffic section has been addressing an ongoing street racing and trespassing complaints in the area of 6200 West 34th Street South. They've been working on this for several months. The Wichita Police Department Traffic Unit has been working proactively with the neighborhood and also businesses.
There were also some minors on the scene. They were all released into the custody of parents or guardians. The adults were all given notices to appear in court for the misdemeanor charge of trespassing.
Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the construction crew is making good progress in building the city's new baseball stadium.
Even though with all this rain, they've kind of gotten ahead of schedule and gotten the foundations in. So they're planning on taking the steel up in the air at the end of this month, which is not very far away.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This wet weather pattern is going to continue at least through the rest of the afternoon, but we get a break for a while tonight and tomorrow before more storms return Wednesday night and throughout the rest of the week. Showers and storms, some heavy at times with a high 74, clear, breezy, and 54 overnight. On Wednesday, close to 80. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now rain, fog, 59 degrees. We have an east wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning. Now 8:33 on this Tuesday morning. Time for entertainment news. The Blur, and Ted's going to tell us about a dead singer, right, Ted?
Yeah, you'd expect to find change, maybe a remote hidden under the couch cushions.
Ooh.
Well, at the home of the late Queen of Soul, what was found will be the focus of a court hearing.
Her family wants to respect her wishes. Still unclear what those wishes are. When Aretha Franklin died last August, everyone thought she had no will. Turns out she left three. All handwritten, discovered earlier this month. Two from 2010 were in a locked cabinet. The key located only recently. The third, dated March 2014, found under living room cushions in Franklin's Detroit area home. Written in a spiral notebook, her handwriting's hard to make out. With words crossed out, and phrases scribbled on the margins. So are these wills even legal? Franklin's longtime lawyer isn't even sure. Court hearing set for next month. Jane Metzler, Fox News.
Where's the Internal Revenue Service? Internal Revenue Service also wants its cut,
right,
claiming that Aretha Franklin's estate owes more than $1 million in back taxes. There you go.
Hmm.
So, let's see what's happening in the world of rock and roll.
I'm Tanya J. Powers. Dancing in the Streets Park has opened in Detroit. Summer here.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas led the opening celebration. That park is next door to the original site of Motown Records where they recorded that hit song. Organizers of the Woodstock 50th anniversary concert say they've got a new financial advisor and they're going ahead with the show. Meanwhile, preparations continue for the festival set for August 16th through the 18th in Watkins Glen, New York. Acts set to perform include The Killers, Jay-Z, and Miley Cyrus, to name a few. And Macklemore was recently honored by the Recording Academy as part of its Music Cares program that helps musicians in personal, financial, or medical crisis. He says he's grateful that people like him who are recovering from addiction have help from the Academy and that it's changing lives. The event was part of the Concert for Recovery. It also had a tribute to Mac Miller. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Getting up close with Keanu.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with Keanu Reeves, a.k.a. John Wick, as the film franchise unleashes a part three dubbed Parabellum. The intense action this time includes many different styles, and Reeves shared the biggest challenge.
Probably the trick riding. Yeah, so even for training that, we realized that I couldn't get good enough to do it, so they had to create a kind of safety for me. And so that contraption is wires and a truck.
I asked if he's heard of any of the fan theories out there.
Some say that it is training for the Matrix. There is one that is really, it's Ted, because his father threatened to send him to military school.
That's right.
There's a
few
out there.
Oh, my gosh, I love that one.
So have you seen, or what is it like?
Oh, my gosh.
That people are like,
that's a cool one. Ted Theodore Logan goes to military school, changes his name, and becomes John Wick, who's actually part of the Matrix training program, which is something that Thomas Anderson created.
Amazing.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
One star from Game of Thrones has some harsh words for fans bashing season 8 of the series.
In a New York Times interview, Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner bashes an online petition to remake the final season of the HBO hit, calling it disrespectful to the crew, writers, and filmmakers who she says worked tirelessly over 10 years. Turner says she's not surprised by the backlash, explaining people always have an idea in their heads of how they want a show to finish, adding, when it doesn't go to their liking, they start to speak up about it and rebel. Over 1.2 million have signed the petition at change.org. Despite mixed reactions, the show's finale pulled in 19.3 million viewers overall. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, I thought the ending of the movie Titanic was a little depressing. Think they could have changed that for me? Well, that was maybe let the kids survive somehow.
Well, that was nonfiction.
Oh, that's true.
Anyway.
Can't change that.
60 years ago tonight, yeah. Opening night on Broadway of the musical Gypsy, which has become a Broadway standard, of course. It was the last great Broadway role originated by Ethel Merman.
And you have performed on the same stage that Gypsy Rose Lee once performed on.
Of course, there's some doubt as to whether or not Gypsy Rose Lee, she did perform at the Orpheum at one point.
Mm, okay.
There was another Wichita house, an opera house, was also part of that circuit. She may have performed there. The legend is that she first performed her striptease act in Wichita.
In Wichita, okay.
But that's in a little bit of a doubt. It may have happened here. It may have happened in Kansas City. Not really sure. It happened back in the early 20s.
Wow.
But anyway.
Okay.
But Gypsy Rose Lee certainly does have a Wichita connection. And I got to looking up Gypsy. Great musical. Got nominated for 8 Tony Awards. Didn't win any. 0 for 8. And when you see that, you think, okay, something else must have come out that year. Same year as The Sound of Music.
Well,
yeah,
there you go.
Mm-hmm. At Gypsy.
That explains it.
With Jack Klugman and Ethel Merman.
Jack
premiered
Klugman.
60 years ago on this night on Broadway.
I can see Ethel Merman. Yeah.
Ran for a year and a half. Yep, that was her last great originated role on Broadway. Well, let's check the late night crew, The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
But it's true, last night was the final episode ever of Game of Thrones. The show's officially over. Meanwhile, Netflix is like, we're back, baby! Hey! Where you been?
Let's get Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
A new study has found that excessive consumption of sugary drinks and fruit juices can lead to an increased risk of heart disease. This news was first reported on a very depressing Snapple cap.
And last night, comedian Jim Gaffigan appeared on Conan O'Brien on TBS.
I have five kids. Can you believe it? And it's like, I mean, that's why I look like this. Is, no, five kids. And it's just, you know, it's something I regret, really. I mean, there's too many of them.
There's too many of them.
There's way too many. Sometimes at dinner, I just pretend I'm hosting a reality show called So You Think You're Going to College. You know?
And last night on ABC, The Bachelorette. Steve McIntosh riveted to the tube last night when, after the rose ceremony, Luke P. walked right into Hannah's room and she got a bit uncomfortable as he told her that he's starting to fall in love with her already.
You know how you told me that you're starting to fall in love with me?
Yes.
That is, like, really, like, big words to say, and I don't want... And I just, like...
Okay,
to
so
know that's not like
can
a,
I...
competitive thing. I'm just being honest because yeah. Can I just talk.
So I felt like everything in time stopped, like when I was looking you in the eyes for the first time. Mm-hmm. And honestly, everything's been just like magical, I feel like, with you.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, those two lovebirds. Luke P. and Hannah. It's not in The Bachelorette.
I can feel the intelligence. Yeah. The intelligence draining out of the radio speakers
no kidding.
In people's
yeah.
cars.
And finally, Steve, it was a magical moment. Ooh. 20 years ago on this night when Susan Lucci was nominated for yet another Emmy.
Emmy, yeah.
Her 19th Emmy nomination.
Without
she had
win.
Never won. And we were all tuned in 20 years ago on this night for the annual Daytime Emmy Awards to see if she would lose again.
And the outstanding diva is... The streak is over, Susan Lucci!
Susan Lucci originated the role of Erica Kane on All My Children when the show premiered in 1970. This is her first win in 19 nominations.
I truly never believed that this would happen. I was only supposed to be on every other Tuesday. But thanks to you, I'm here. And I promise I will try my best never to let you down. I'm going back to that studio on Monday, and I'm going to play Erica Kane for all she is worth. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, so she's 1 in 19, huh?
Yeah. 20 years ago on this night.
Bless her heart.
Susan Lucci finally.
Bless her heart.
Finally won an Emmy Award after getting nominated 19 times.
Wow.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Oh, yeah.
They're serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. And boy, they do a great job. If your appliance needs repaired or serviced, call Terry or Rachel, and they'll get you in for an appointment at 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:42 now. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy. Some good news about hiring at Textron. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.